From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Almost $364,000 in illegal drugs have been seized in a Timmins police investigation that began 10 days ago with a home invasion on Burke Street North. Over the next 4 days, they arrested two local people, a 37-year-old woman and 42-year-old man. He's up on break-in, assault, and weapons charges. We've deleted the woman's name in this description by Staff Sergeant Mark Valier of what she's accused of.
A litany of drug charges have been laid against for trafficking in various things such as methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine.
The entire list is at MyTimmonsNow.com. Two other suspects, a man and a woman, are still being sought. We get a look at Ontario's books later this month. Finance Minister Peter Bethlen-Falvey says the provincial budget will be tabled on April 28th. The date is just a few legislative sitting days before the election's expected to be called. When asked today if he'll pass the budget or let it be his re-election platform, Premier Ford said, stay tuned. The Premier's urging caution about COVID-19, especially this Easter weekend. Ford says he would reinstate mask mandates on transit and at hospitals if the Chief Medical Officer of Health recommends it.
I encourage everyone to be cautious when you're in a crowded room. Yes, put your mask on. But the reason, you know, we aren't going into lockdowns is because the protocols that we put in place, the capacity and the infrastructure we put in place.
Ford adds that if there's a large enough spike in COVID-19 cases, Ontario can boost its ICU capacity by 3,000 beds if necessary. Finally, this afternoon, you know when you call 911, the person who answers is more than just a voice on the end of the line. He or she is your first contact in a potentially life-threatening situation. Call takers and dispatchers who work at Timmins Police Headquarters on Spruce Street dispatch and work with police officers in the field, paramedics and firefighters in the city, and several communities from the Tri-Towns right up the James Bay coast. Erica Roy is one of those communicators. She runs down the characteristics that are needed.
Definitely need to be good at communicating. We're talking to people every day, right? Multitasking, absolutely. I mean, we're doing 3, 4, 5 things at a time. Have to be tech savvy. And you're looking at 5+ computers.
Great emotional control is needed, Roy adds, so that you don't let a call affect you. She says it's rewarding knowing that you help people. This is Public Safety Communicator Appreciation Week in Canada. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.